Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jetta Camera, John Johnson. He's in for Richie today, 94 WIP. Life advice at 11:30. I'll give you another pro bono life advice.
Look at you.
I'm like the giving tree today. All right, here we go.
That's weird. Shel Silverstein came up with my wife yesterday, which is super weird.
All right, there you go. Life advice, free advice number two. Eat your favorite food. Now, if it's really bad for you, don't eat it that often. But my point is, seek it out. Like, I just ate.
Like, enjoy life is what you're going for here.
I'm in a good mood. In part, why? In the last 5 minutes, I just ate my favorite food in the world.
What was that?
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's Wait a minute. You can't just skip over that like it's no big deal.
Shepherd's pie.
Of all the food that you could possibly consume,
Shepherd's
pie is number one?
Meat and potatoes.
You like the combination?
Indeed.
Where does this stem from? I mean, the introduction of it for you had to have left a lasting image.
I'm a descendant of a carnivore, man.
Yeah, this has come up on the show before. In fact, when Joe had to eat, there was a bet he lost where he had to eat three foods of John Ritchie's choice. Joe would not eat the tripe without putting it in bites of shepherd's pie to eat with.
I thought that was really creative. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to our buddy JB in Chestnut Hill. What's up, JB?
Hey, guys. Great show, as usual.
Thank you.
I think my opinion on what Joe Girardi is going to have to do is just my spitballing kind of opinion. I think because the front office has basically handcuffed him and gave him a bunch of really bad arms to close games out, I think you're going to see him go to, like, the high school American Legion League where, 120 pitches for Arrieta. He's getting every one of them today until the wheels fall off. And he's going to have to do that. I think you might see more complete games because he has to. There's nothing on the back end that says anything has anything to do with confidence.
That's certainly possible that he will manage different. I mean, what you're really talking about is the sixth inning, the seventh inning, and potentially the eighth inning if a pitcher warrants going that far. That's possible. I don't think he'll do it out of spite, but he might do it out of necessity.
Right. He has to do it to save his job. And I honestly think, short of them being blown out and a pitcher having his doors blown off a starter, I don't think he even looks down to the seventh inning. Just let him ride. If you're within a run or two, even if you're down a run or two, you got to let it ride out because if you're down a run or two, you might change pitcher to stop the bleeding. But in reality of it, our pitchers actually just opened up the wound even further.
Yeah. Well, this is where, and this is so ironic, JB, this is where Vince Velasquez still has a huge role in this team, even if he's permanently in the bullpen, because he's probably that guy. That then assumes that bullpen role. And can he do it effectively? I think your points, I mean, it's well taken on my front, man, because I don't think there's any doubt there's some times he might want to pull the starting pitcher but might choose not to because he doesn't feel he has anything better to go to. It's pretty interesting.
It is
remarkable to me how when you went into this last offseason, Matt Klentak really had two jobs, re-sign Real Muto and improve the pitching staff. Well, they got Zach Wheeler, in which John Middleton has to play a significant part because it's a big contract, and he brought back Tommy Hunter. That's it.
That didn't. You know, the Hunter thing.
That's what he did.
But you're right. He didn't do enough.
That's all he did.
Well, listen.
What the hell did he do all offseason?
All right, JB. A great movie with "The" in the title.
How, How about The Wizard of Oz?
Wow.
Ooh,
wow.
That's a big answer right
That's
there.
A really big
Didn't
answer.
Think about that one.
No, that's a big one. There's no doubt about it. Love it. 215-592-9494.
Are you a yearly Wizard of Oz person, Joe DiCamera? Like once a year you'll check it out?
No. No. I mean, as a kid, obviously, I was multi per year, but no, I would not say I do that.
I haven't seen The Wizard of Oz in 25 years. Maybe 20.
It is.
It's been a long time.
Magical.
Oh, it's an amazing.
Come on.
I mean, sure.
You don't think it's magical?
Oh,
no, I wouldn't have phrased it that way.
I wouldn't use that term. I mean, I don't know. Just
let me explain to you part of what makes The Wizard of Oz special to this day. You got to get into the mind of the guy or girl from the 1930s, not use to color television or color movies.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get into that mind frame. And then when the color comes alive, it's like the hills are alive with
well,
the sound of
music. Well, being an 85-year-old trapped in a 42-year-old's body, that must be easy
it's
for you.
It's not that hard, honestly. Let's go to Joe and Chalfont. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. First time calling you fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Well, thanks so much for calling, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a first responder, and I can't be more happy that sports are back. It's so refreshing, and it's such a blessing. And the fact that the Flyers are just playing with such confidence, it kind of reminds me when Laviolette was here, just how everybody had this confidence. They were backing each other up, and you could really see that on the ice. But the big difference between then and now is absolutely our goaltender.
Yeah.
And if you've been following this kid for the last 4 years, ever since Hextall drafted him, he's just did phenomenal things in juniors. On goal of the year twice, and now he's coming into his own at 22 years old, being the number one goalie. That's almost unheard of. Very few goaltenders have done what he's been able to do to this point.
It's a staggering level of initial achievement in hockey, and it's really awesome, man.
Yeah. You just see how mature he is for his age, and the team's getting behind him.
Yep.
And I just couldn't be happier. I don't want to go out on the limb and say how far they want to go because I don't want to jinx them. But I just think they have a lot of potential.
Well, Joe, I brought in a Stanley Cup last week, so I wasn't afraid of, just.
Oh, that's your Stanley Cup.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, that's.
Wow, that's something.
Joe, don't be afraid, man. You're not going to jinx them. Like, I think this team.
Yeah.
This team's. God, I mean, am I really going
to
say.
Were you about to say unjinxable? Is that where you're going?
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say this team's going to win the Stanley Cup. But to be clear, I didn't just say it. I said. I was going to say this team's going to win the Stanley Cup. So I don't know if I just said it or not. I mean, we'd have to go to a court of law to figure out whether I actually said it, because this is like Bill Clinton under oath deposition. That depends on what the definition of is.
The word that comes to mind is brazen. That is the word that comes to mind.
All right, Joe, I'm loving what I'm seeing too. Give me a movie with "the" in the title.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Well, multiple.
Yeah,
right there.
The multiple is a strong answer.
Yeah,
he get extra points for that?
Well, he gets stronger consideration.
I think it's a combination of how great the movie is and also the use and all that. I think it
you
all matters.
You big Clint Eastwood fan, Joe DiCamera?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I don't know those old ones as much. I saw Dirty Harry once.
Okay.
Stuff from the 70s. I didn't.
But like, I'm sure you've seen Unforgiven.
Of course.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's funny. A couple weeks back, Keith Jones was telling me a story about goaltending.
Yep.
And when he was playing for the Capitals, the general manager came in one time in the middle of the season into the locker room and came out with and gave everybody pieces of paper and a pencil. And this is a silent vote. You don't have to attach your name. I want you to write 1 through 3 on there and write on there what you feel in order of importance, the most important positions of need are on our roster that will determine the outcome of us going the distance or not.
Okay.
And Keith told this story, and he ended up telling us he wrote 3, goaltender, 2, goaltender, and 1, goaltender.
Interesting.
Aside from quarterback, yep. It is the most important position in all of sports and can make the difference.
And by the way, maybe more important than
maybe. In terms of at least influencing a game,
sure.
I think it probably is.
I mean,
I think there's no other position in sports that can have such a singular influence on a game.
There's nothing even close to quarterback and goaltender. I mean, whatever's third, I don't know what it is.
Like, it's starting pitcher that night, but you only pitch once every
Correct.
Five. Exactly. Yes.
Like, I don't even know what would be. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. So he was. That was his point to the coach.
Yeah, that was basically the point. And for the first time since what? I guess the early years of Hextall, the Flyers have that guy.
They really do. Yeah. No. It's the first time in 30 years that you feel the Flyers go into the playoffs with a great goaltender. Let's talk to Adam is with us. What's up, Adam?
Gentlemen, how you doing today?
Hey, Adam.
So in listening to the Joe Girardi interview with Angelo, I got to be honest, not only was I pretty disappointed, it was a little scary. It was a little scary to listen to it. It was almost as if Klintak and Middleton were just kind of standing right behind him. Wait, like pulling this. It was a very robotic corporate answer, and it was not at all what I wanted to hear.
No, I'm with you. I agree with you on that, Adam. I expected way more. And that, to me, was far more important than when the Girardi bats a player sixth or seventh in a lineup. It was about what he brought to the table, you know, totality-wise, gravitas and command, and I'm just not seeing it.
There's nothing more upsetting than hearing him say, I'm just the manager.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, that's not why – we didn't bring you here just to be the manager.
Exactly.
He, in my opinion, he gave an answer that a first-year manager gives in terms of, all you do is, you know, you set the lineup and you let the big boys handle it. This is a guy with a World Series ring. Yeah. He has a track record of winning in New York. I mean, this is a guy that knows what he's doing. And to hear him say that, I'm not going to lie, it hurt my feelings a little bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say, I mean, I'm not happy that, you know, you feel that way, but I know what you mean. And I feel the same way. And, you know, and also, Adam, to me, it's not just about his managerial experience and success. It's also about the fact this is a guy that was a big league catcher for over 10 years. And by the way, was in the playoffs like all the time. I mean, Yankees, Cubs, like Joe Girardi was in the playoffs a ton. Very successful teams. You're talking, I don't know, 25 or so years combined playing and managing in baseball of success. And it's like, so now he's saying, I'm just the manager? Come on, man. What is that?
Yeah, it was really disappointing. And before I give my movie answer, so I was watching the Flyers last night, and, you know, during in between the periods, I was flipped to the Phillies. And I don't know if you guys noticed this too, but the umpire behind the plate was awful last night, like really terrible. And I feel like the umpires behind the plate throughout the season have also been terrible. I don't know if it's just me.
I haven't noticed it
on
the
season. I thought
last
night's ump was horrendous.
Yeah, but
I'm with you.
On the whole for the year, I haven't noticed.
I don't think it's been that much worse than normal. Maybe a little bit, but
I didn't like to call it a ring up Real Muto to end the game.
I thought last night's ump was a particular bad night.
And it was a late bad call. Ringing up Real Muto. Oh,
well, yeah, well, and Gosselin too, where he was like down to first base already.
Yeah.
All right, Adam, give me a great movie with "the" in the title.
You got it. So my favorite movie of all time, The Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank's a big one.
Big.
No question
about
it.
If there was a movie that somebody had told me, you have to watch it on a loop for the rest of your life, that might be that movie for me.
It would be in the running.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, that's...
It's a top tier one.
I could probably, you know, I don't know about you, James, I could probably say it line by line at this point. I've seen it so many times.
It's
great movie.
It is great. It really is. All right, not so great. The answer, Gabe Kapler.
Whoa, Freudian slip,
my friend. See, now we know how you're really thinking.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
I didn't think I was thinking that way, but I guess maybe I am. The answer Joe Girardi gave this morning, there were a couple highly questionable answers, one of which revolved around his role as manager or his role in the organization and his relationship with Matt Klintak. Now, clearly that last caller not thrilled with his answer, as the three of us weren't either. If you missed it earlier, listen to this. And then again, we can react. This to me is Girardi just not recognizing that this organization and this town, this fan base needed more from him, presence-wise, command-wise, and that organization needed more from him. This to me was weak. I expected more from Girardi. This is what we got.
No, I mean, Matt and I talk about everything, but you know, it's. I mean, Matt's job is putting the team together, and I have input, but he gets input from a lot of different places, as he should, you know, scouts and, you know, analytical people, special assistants, other coaches. And then my job is to manage that team. That's my job. So I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do that. That's not my job, and it's not in my job description.
We know his job, John, is to manage the team. No one was questioning that. I thought that as someone who's had way more success in Major League Baseball than Matt Klintak, or by the way, than John Middleton, in their respective roles, I thought we were going to get someone that would say, hey, I need this. I don't want that. I don't want that. But I need this, and I need this. And instead, what we got today from Girardi was, quote, I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do this. That's not in my job description.
The reason that
I can't believe that.
That you were trying to get him here, that I wanted him here, that most of the fan base wanted him here, was to have somebody like that who would have some type of influence on the roster based on their experience and success at that position and then beyond some. So the words that he used, again, they screamed to me that John Middleton made it very clear that know your role, this is the lane you're going to stay in, I have my own general manager to do these things, and he will report to me, not to you. I have a president to ask advice about, but this is my team, I am the owner, and I want to make that very clear.
Yeah, look, 215-592-9494, when you hear Joe Girardi say those words that he said there at the end of that cut, I'm never emphatic about, oh, you have to do this or you don't have to do this, that's not in my job description. When you hear him say that as a Phillies fan, who knows this organization hasn't made the playoffs since 2011, what's your opinion? What's your reaction? Because for me, it's disappointment. And frankly, kind of shocked. I thought Girardi was going to have greater presence walking in the door, especially because, you know, year one is when you should have your greatest leverage to have presence.
When you're signing a 3-year deal with a club option, I think, for a fourth, I mean, you are the biggest name in the organization now. You, and it's Bryce Harper followed by you. Therefore, you have a lot of say. Bryce Harper is using he's a player.
Right.
He's not a manager. He's not a coach of any sort. He's the one that's screaming, sign him to the owner's box. He's the one that's wearing a Real Muto jersey.
Yeah.
He's trying to use his influence, his power, to force some type of change. Joe Girardi should be doing the same. That's why we wanted him here.
I'm with you, man. 215-592-9494. Jeremy is with us. What's up, Jeremy?
Yo, the camera, John Johnson. How we doing?
Hey, man.
So the Flyers last night was just unbelievable. I mean, it's just so happy. The team plays with resiliency and heart. I mean, when they went down that goal and then smashed it in the net, like, what, 12, 20 seconds later, like, that's what you want to see in this time. You know, it's late in the year. The COVID stuff happened. We're seeing the Stanley Cup champions of last year get blasted. So, I mean, I know it's only one game, but, you know, just to see, again, Carter Hart, the guy, I'm agreeing with you, Joe, the truth. Like, I don't know how else to explain. This kid is, his brain is what's better than anything. Like, he is, like you said, he's so mature. He knows what he's doing. I mean, the defense is scoring left and right. I talk about that. I think we're the number one scoring defense in the league, if I'm not mistaken.
And they got the power play going last night, which was good.
Finally, yeah.
That was very good to see. But the one thing I didn't like was the power play goal that we let up. I'm going to be crucial with them. But you saw three of our Flyers defensive men had their backs turned to the guy wide open for that shot. It's stupid to
yeah,
think
that's,
about.
Yeah, that's tough, though, man.
That became
a where's the puck moment. That's hard. I mean, you know, that wasn't like one shot. There was activity, action, ongoing. It scoots out. That's going to happen sometimes.
I know it. I just didn't like seeing it. That's all. I want to see these guys play as perfect as possible.
Just remember, it's the playoffs. An ugly win is still a win. If it wasn't perfect, it doesn't matter. It means they're 15 wins away from where you want them to be.
Yep. All right, Jeremy, a movie with "the" in the title.
Can I make a Phillies point really quick about that Girardi comment?
Sure, of course.
So, I don't know what world we live in now, Joe. I'm with you, like, this Russification with – where are the men at? Like, you got this terrible team. Yo, get these guys out of here. You're the manager. Like, don't just sit there with your hands on your butt. Like, go out and make moves. You're here.
You know,
you
just made me think of something that bothered me so much. The last game that put Nick Pivetta pitched. The fact that Joe Girardi called him on the bullpen phone to let him know, to coddle him, and say, listen, I know I'm putting you in a 13-1 game, but don't let me think that's my impressions of you. Just take it easy. I just want to get you going. You shouldn't have to go through all that. You're a professional freaking athlete. My goodness.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. These guys are getting paid big money. You know, we're holding guys back because we're scared of them getting hurt. You know, we need to be more manly in this world in general when it comes to sports. Like, it's getting ridiculous.
Well, the only thing I'll say, Jeremy, I'll say this. Different players' personalities, I think, do require at times different approaches. And I'll give you an example just for point of reference. I remember Jeremiah Trotter telling me one time that when Sheldon Brown would get beat or Lito Shepherd would get beat, he would have a different approach to Sheldon that he would to Lito based on their personality of how he would say something or not say something to them.
They're just human beings. They're not
different.
Robots.
Exactly. You know what they're
I mean?
Not like, robots.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're, you know. All right, Jeremy, give me a great The Movie.
The Matrix.
The Matrix.
Oh,
you got it, man. Jeremy, appreciate that.
Oh.
All right, let's get to what we do every single Thursday around this time. I dole it out. I dish it out. I help people out. A little life advice with the hammer. And yet, James, what do I say almost every week?
People keep asking for
and
advice.
And yet, they keep asking. James Seltzer, what does someone need help with this week?
Well, we have John Johnson here.
Oh, you're going there.
I have a good question, but I feel like it's way more fun if we get John Johnson involved.
Okay.
So let's get a John Johnson life
advice question. I have something off the cuff, okay. But it's something I'm very curious to hear your response to.
Can I just say something? I'm borderline dreading this.
No. It's everything's all right. Now,
I feel
listen.
Like I am the bullseye.
Now,
I feel
listen.
Like there's a dart about to be thrown, and I am the bullseye.
Now, be very careful at the wording of said answer, because it is a little edgy. It's not over the top, but it's certainly something that's of public discussion right now.
Okay.
As you know, the NHL and the NBA have their own forms of a bubble, the NBA more so than the than hockey.
Yep.
One of the chief concerns right now, and you can't believe it's a concern, is some of the players are getting a little antsy.
Yep.
They're away from their loved ones. They're away from their wife or girlfriend and the single guys as well. Joe DeCamera, what advice would you give to an NBAer who you know plays on a team who's likely going to make a fairly significant deep run in the NBA in the playoffs if they are getting a little antsy and feel like they need some attention?
You're a classic, John. You're a classic.
Question.
All right. So it's a very simple answer. All right. And if you didn't follow the news that came out from the NBA yesterday, it's a rather amazing thing. So wives are going to be permitted into the bubble soon, and longtime girlfriends are going to be permitted into the bubble soon. But you have to prove, I forget the exact phrase, but you have to prove, I think it's something like a long-standing relationship or something like
that.
Yes. All right, so here's...
So a single guy who doesn't have a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, what would you advise they do?
It's really easy. Prove by manufacturing a long-standing relationship.
Oh, Joe!
It's that simple. It's that simple. All you got to do is doctor some documents, to basically say, no, I knew her. I knew her 9 months ago, 12 months ago, 15 months ago.
Oh.
It is really a phenomenal and amazing thing what the NBA is dealing with. They are making, I'm not making this up if you don't know what we're talking about. They are, and this process is starting soon, for the NBA players to have to actually prove long-standing relationships with a significant other as opposed to, someone that they met, a week before they entered the bubble. And it really is kind of wacky. I don't quite know what their threshold's going to be. Is it 3 months? Is it 3 weeks? Is it 3 days? Is it 3 years? I don't know. But I think the bottom line is I can't fathom that there's a player in there that can't prove some longstanding relationship with somebody. So prove it, even if you have to make it up. That's my advice. All right. Noon today, we'll talk to the King, Howard Eskin. Howard at noon, Joe DeCamera, John Johnson in for Richie today on 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.